Bulletin.
What?
The greatest center of all time is on the telephone. Let's put 2 minutes on our Let's Get Serious clock.
Have fun, Buzz.
Thank you.
And now let's say hi to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Buzz Burbank.
Kareem, thanks for joining us on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, not only one of the greatest athletes of all time, a coach, went on to be a coach. He's been a part-time actor and a best-selling author as well. Number 33 in your programs, number one in your heart, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. A best-selling author. This is, you're out now with like your sixth book, right, Kareem?
Yes, it's that's it.
And this one is about the Renaissance Harlem, the Renaissance in Harlem. What exactly is taking place there, and why do people want to read this book?
Well, the Harlem Renaissance really took place between 1920 and 1940. Those are the rough dates on it, and it was a real flowering of black culture that occurred when blacks could escape the oppression in the southern United States. Get away from the Jim Crow laws.
The Apollo Theater was a big part of that, right?
Not really. The Apollo Theater was kind of late. It really had a lot more to do with a lot of publishing and stuff like that. The poems of people like Langston Hughes and County Cullen and other literary
people. Man.
Deep. W.E.B. Du Bois. And you had the political activism as exemplified by people like Marcus Garvey and,
hey, Buzz?
And Clayton Powell.
Just ask him if he thinks he could take Shaq one-on-one.
Actors, Paul Robeson.
That's the only question I want to ask him.
Was spread over a lot of activity. You had the music of Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, and Fats Waller. And to this day, the 1920s is known as the Jazz Age. It kind of typifies what happened.
A lot of culture came out of there. I didn't realize you were reaching that far back for this, because there's been talk recently of a new Renaissance in Harlem. Have you witnessed that at all?
Yes, I have. And I think that it's kind of like more of a real estate boom than a cultural thing. You know,
yeah.
Real estate in Harlem was severely undervalued just because of the fact that it had been a slum for so long. And now people are finding fixer-uppers and doing themselves a good deal with the increase in value of the real estate.
Well, the book is called On the Shoulders of Giants by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And, Kareem, just a final question.
Last question, Buzz.
We have to run, but I have to ask you, one-on-one with Shaq, could you take him?
Geez, I don't know. He's quite a load. You know, I didn't have to figure that one out.
All right. Well, good luck with the book, and thanks for joining us, Kareem.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bravo. Good call, Don. A serious interview. A serious subject, a serious man.
Power High School, Lou Alcindor.
Right.
Later, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Milwaukee Bucks, Los
Angeles
Lakers.
What is your opinion? Do you think he could take Shaq today?
Nobody takes Shaq Daddy, Mike.
Don't you think Kareem was a better scorer than Shaq?
Most points in NBA history.
Wilt was the greatest scorer. Of course, I'm talking about scoring like Buzz does.
Let's not forget Bill Russell. For all my Celtic brethren out there.
I would take Shaq against any of those bastards.
Shaq couldn't do the scene in Airplane.
You're right.
That's true.
Please, have you seen Kazam?
Have I?
Would you get out of here? Buzz, thank you very much for your help.
Nice job, Buzz.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would probably have been a boring as hell guest for us to try to get anything out of.
Yeah, it would have been tough. It
he
would have been
like
very tough.
A guy who required a lot of warming up.
He is super deluxe serious.
Yeah.
So we thank you for that,
certainly.
Buzz. Hello, Tom's bag on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Wasn't that an outstanding segment by Super Dave, Tom?
No. Dave screwed up.
Why?
How did he screw up, Tom?
He didn't do what he wanted to do.
What was that? I thought he had a great time. Tom?
Nope, he did not.
What would you have done, Tom?
I had sex with her.
Now, Tom, you can't do that on the radio.
And plus, Tom, she's only an exotic dancer.
Yeah, she doesn't do that, Tom.
No.
Well, so what would you have done differently?
To go upstairs and have sex.
Tom. Now, Tom, what did we just say?
She's an exotic dancer.
She's an exotic dancer.
I had to hit the button on that one.
Yes, you did.
And sometimes,
although I wish it could have gone through.
You know, really, the listening audience would have enjoyed that.
Tom said that she would make him... explode.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Except he used a crude word.
A very, very crude way of expressing it.
A crude four-letter word, which is sometimes written in three letters.
Tom, do you really think that would happen?
No.
You don't now?
You don't think she would make you do that?
No.
What do you think would really happen, Tom?
Tom?
Tom. What? Tom, you're going to have to answer these questions that we're asking you.
And
you got to pay attention. You're not paying attention.
I am too paying attention.
No, you're not paying attention.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You're dropping the ball. You're dropping the ball, Tom.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Your brain has a hard shell.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
This
is why. This is why Super.
This
is why Super Dave is better. This is why Super Dave is better.
Now what?
Wow, Tom, you seem to be getting upset.
Watch it.
Watch what?
This is not Tom's anymore.
We've upset him.
Can I interject with one question?
Go ahead.
How's the anger management going?
This is Super Dave. How you doing?
Tom?
What?
Winning mimic.
Talk in your real voice. We're talking to you. You called us and said you could have done a lot better, and we're just trying to find out
because
why.
Because I could sit out. I can sit outside and do stuff outside when people come by and kiss me on the forehead.
Well, hold on a second. We didn't do that today.
We've done that before.
It's an icy day out. We're not doing anything outside. We had him in the studio.
Oh.
What would you have done better?
Let her sit on my lap and...
And? Don't say what you said before.
No.
Let her sit on your lap and what?
And play games with me.
Play games with you, huh?
Tom, I tell you what. How about we bring you in for our big Tardy Gras show?
When's that going to be?
When is Tardy Gras?
Mardi Gras?
Tardy Gras. When is Tardy Gras?
Mardi Gras, knucklehead.
Tardy Gras.
Tardy Gras.
Tardy Gras.
Middle of next month, I think.
Tardy Gras. What are you giving up for Lent, Tom?
I'm giving up regular Cokes for Lent.
Regular Cokes.
Yep, I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
You know, I am.
Diet caffeine.
I get the feeling that this conversation needs some Super Dave.
Nope. Watch
I think it does.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to bring Super Dave back in.
Oh, Dave.
I'd like you two paneling together on Valentine's
Day.
Now,
Tom, listen. Why don't you, when we bring Super Dave in, why don't you just have a nice conversation with him? And you know, there don't worry about the fact that he's here.
Tom?
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
He's mentally retarded.
He just hung up.
He didn't seem to want to have a chat with you. See, he's very jealous.
Right. Mardi Gras, February 20th.
Oh, just around the corner.
Sooner right.
Are you going down there?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing for Mardi Gras, Dave?
Probably looking for something around Baltimore or whatever.
Think you might roll over to Hooters?
I might.
I got something you can give up for Lent. Body odor.
Right.
Hey, you know, seriously, we give you a hard time about that occasionally. You know, we kid because we love.
I know.
The current status of your situation, you got the water situation fixed over there?
It's working all right. It's not the best.
When's the last time you showered?
I took a bath this morning.
Ah. So is it easier to take a bath there than a shower?
The bathtub's the only thing that we have there that I have access to.
Oh, okay. So now
I wish that we had a shower so I could go in there and worship, take care of what I got to do.
I understand.
And be done in 5 or 10 minutes.
How long?
Out smelling like a daisy.
Yeah.
How long do you get in the community tub?
Not too long because everybody has to get ready for work and whatnot.
How many people do you
have? Working thing.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot the whatnot rule.
Oh, he knows the whatnot rule, though.
I forgot.
Yeah, you did correct yourself pretty quickly there.
I
really
forgot.
Did.
Would you be insulted if I asked Joe to take you across the street? And don't we have wireless microphones that work at the store across
somewhere,
the street?
Yes. I don't know how far they go.
To go across the street to the shopping center to buy you some cologne. My gift to you. Would you be offended by that?
No.
I hope you would not. I would get you top shelf. I mean, I'm talking
something nice.
Old Spice, Brut, that stuff that smells like CK1.
A brand name.
Smells like something else.
Sure.
You know.
It's a wonderful idea.
I'd go $20 maybe. How would you feel?
All right.
Okay. All right, good. That'll be a good thing.
Here we go. I need somebody to go shopping with Dave, please.
I think Joe's the man for the job.
Hey, Joe?
Where's that? Hi, Joe!
Are they going to walk across the street and do that?
I don't see why they can't, Mike.
I'm trying to think where they could go.
Be careful.
Right over there. Right up on... Will the wireless reach all the way to the Target?
No, it won't.
But they have cell phones. They each have cell phones.
Oh, they have cell phones. You can do it with cell phones.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right.
Okay, well, hey, where's Joe? Where's your friend Joe?
Hi, Joe!
Joe, come here. Come here, Joe. Got a project for you, my friend. Got to get this man smelling good before Valentine's night.
Absolutely. Are you rolling up to your favorite place tonight when you get back to Baltimore?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Hey, you know, that chick friend of yours, she's a lesbian. Did you know that? What's her name? Amanda?
Amanda.
Amanda.
At least
Amanda.
Her friend Jen that called in said she was a lesbian. I mean, she didn't say Amanda was, but she said she was. So I think they both are, right? That's why they were celebrating. You got any insight on that, Dave?
No, I don't.
What do you think? Do you think they could be lesbians?
I have no idea.
Have you ever seen them get lovey-dovey together?
No, I haven't.
Is this heartbreaking news to you, David?
I'm just puzzled.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You're puzzled because you think maybe they were straight, right?
Buzz, did you call him David?
I did.
Super David. Super David. David, would you like to go over to Target and have a little shopping spree with Joe?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Joe.
Don, I think the rule should be Dave gets to pick out what he wants, don't you think?
There you go. There's two $20 bills.
Wow.
Pick out whatever you want over there.
Go crazy.
In the men's, you know, the men's products.
Joe, that's take him to the hygiene aisle.
All right.
Make it happen. Make it so.
Very good. You guys have a good time.
Talk to you in a second.
Thank you, Dave.
Right back.
All right, very good.
We'll talk to you during the next break. Give us a call from the store.
Be careful.
Right. Have fun over there.
All right.
Be careful.
Because, Dave, you smell like feet.
Right.
Of course, I've been in transit over here and walking.
I understand. We understand everything. We're just these are products that you're going to enjoy.
They're going to enhance your life.
Absolutely.
Right. Valentine's gift, really.
Okay.
It's hard to be immaculate all day long.
And it's hard to be humble also.
Right.
Hello.
When you're perfect in every way.
Right.
Right.
I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day.
He is quoting Mac Davis songs.
I love this man. I really do.
Yep.
Dave, here's a Mac Davis one for you. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Do you know that one?
Yep.
What's the next line? Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Hi, can you finish this line? You picked a fine time to leave me.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
That's it.
With four hungry children and crops in the field.
Wow.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, my God.
Boy, incredible. Are you good. How about, man, I feel like a woman.
Dun, 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 dun.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
All right, go buy him some smelly stuff right now.
You go have a good time over at Target, all right?
All right.
Bye,
Enjoy
Dave.
Yourself. Bye-bye.
Hello there, Don and Mike
Radio
Show.
Dodge.
Hello, howdy.
Hi, I had a question for Super Dave.
He's stepping out right now.
1-800-SMELLS-LIKE-FEET. Hold on, he's still here.
He just ducked back in.
What's up?
Super Dave, will you be having dinner at Mike's restaurant, and can you sing?
Is that the finger guy?
Look around.
The finger guy. We caught him.
Finger guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Mike if he ever made good on his offer to buy Super Dave a suit.
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to do that whenever. You know, if we had the time, I got to stay here, but I'd love to do that. I'd love to. Do you think we could get him a suit today?
Today? I don't think so. It's
I mean, the place is literally right next door. Do you know that is seriously within walking distance?
Are you talking about buying off the rack?
Yeah, I think we could do off the rack. Do you know seriously?
We were so excited about it before.
You know, seriously, the place that I'm talking about is much closer than Target. Mm-hmm. The men's warehouse is right around the corner.
But they don't. But Mikey smells like feet.
Well, that's okay. It's still with new clothes.
Sorry,
that would be
Dave. I mean, you're in the room. I don't mean to say that like you're not here.
Well, I mean, why get smelly stuff when we can get him a suit?
Well, one step at a time.
Yeah.
All right. Next time you're here, we're going to get you a suit. Thank you for reminding me, sir.
Right, because when I called in from New Orleans, We were going to go on a nice little shopping spree.
We are
going to
go.
Like
now,
that.
Now I feel guilt. And this caller's made me. And now I feel like I'm rescinding my offer, and I'm not. Yes. I want to do this.
Maybe guilty, Mike.
I don't want it to happen. I understand things are busy.
Yes, right.
But it can happen anytime.
It can happen any. You
really
name,
not in a rush.
All right. How about this? Next week, could we bring him in? Like, and I'll get here early, and I'll take him there, and we'll get him set.
You
and
bet.
I'll make arrangements with the guys, because, again, do that quick turnaround as far as alterations.
And Mike, how about this? How about you take a DAT recorder with you,
okay?
A little digital audio tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
and you actually tape your shopping spree with Dave for
Would you
us.
Like that, Dave?
Sure.
You name a day that's good for you next week, and we'll do it. What's All that? Right.
Somebody can get
a limo.
And
it's next door. Joe, it's next door.
Hi, Joe.
Right, Nick.
That's a good idea, though.
And actually, my birthday is coming up.
Ah.
So that'd be a good birthday.
When is your birthday, Dave?
Couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. You want to do it on your birthday?
Right. How old are you going to be, Dave?
40.
Wow. Rob, if somebody writes that down and reminds me of it, I will, you know, do it. You know me, Mr.
It
Thoughtful. I got to be reminded of everything.
It can be his birthday. Right. It can be my big birthday celebration.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Ribbit, ribbit. I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit.
It's Charlie.
Hey, Tom, did you hear?
No, I didn't.
I'm buying cologne for Dave, and Mike's going to buy him a brand new suit of clothes.
You better buy me a suit and cologne better than Dave. No.
Why?
No. Because I'm better than Dave.
No.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Tom, you're number two. I'm sorry, you're number two.
Watch it. No, I'm not. I'm number one.
No, you're number two.
One.
Two.
Two.
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
Thank you.
Cleaned it up for the radio.
Hey, you know, that was nice of him that he did clean it up for the radio so everybody could hear it.
I like when he was talking about his discharge.
Yes.
His violent discharge.
F you!
Okay. Christ, what a Valentine's Day show.
Uh-huh.
Who's horny? money today. Money, 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 money. We're giving away money when we play one of our great redneck line games.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Tell you about that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.